Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Bomber Brothers Podcast with Ryan and Sean Chichester.
Swung on and driven to deep left. Toward the line. She is gone. Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. Swung on and lined to right center field. It is a base hit. Grounding third. Scoring Kiner Falefa. And the Yankees win the ball game with two in the bottom of the ninth.
Hit in the air to left center. It is high.
It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Oh, a Stantonian home run.
Talking all things Yankees baseball.
And the bad, I would say, is Chapman. I mean, I know it's one bad start, but you come in a blowout, which is the exact kind of situation Boone wanted to ease Chapman back in. So this is an optimal spot. It comes right away. He had just been activated the day before, and you walk three straight batters. And that came with him already having a base on balls per nine innings of over six this season. Like that is absurd. It was already near six last year. So this is just the continuation of a trend that the Yankees can't afford to have. I mean, before he came back and Holmes was doing what he's been doing, everyone was clamoring, you know, Holmes needs to be the closer. And that's absolutely true. But I think it should be even taken a step further. I don't want to see Chapman in the seventh or eighth. Like, he just gives me way too much anxiety. He has no control of the zone. And I don't want to overreact because it was his first appearance since May 22nd. But that's also a lot. That's also looked a lot like the appearances he had before May 22nd. So I don't think it's necessarily an overreaction. I think it's kind of like a, here we go again. Nothing much seems to have changed here.
How excited will you be to watch the team next year with no Gallo and no Chapman, most likely? That, to me, is just major upgrade. I wish we could get rid of I know he had a couple of hits this series, but I wish we could get rid of Donaldson, too, while we're going through that. But did he have a couple of hits, or he just had the one?
No, he had a couple of hits. I think he had a double on Saturday, and then he had a hit today because he
had the one hit. That's right.
Yeah.
And then he I'm a terrible baseball player, and I do this too. When you get out in a big spot, you throw a temper tantrum, just like he did, cursing and everything. Like, bro, you've gotten two hits in the last like 3 weeks. Relax. Like, you know.
Yeah. We're not huge fans of him on this pod. I think we've established.
But I think getting Gallo and Chapman off the roster for a 1 year thing is going to be great for the team that's dominating baseball right now. It's it's our biggest problem is the number nine hitter and the reliever we haven't seen in weeks. So
yeah, hey, we need to find some stuff to nitpick when you have a 13 and a half game lead in the division and you're on pace for 118 wins, whatever it is, something absurd. But yeah, I think those are both very justified nitpicks. Gallo has been terrible since the trade. Did very little this series to inspire any hope. I mean, I think it's clearly been even bleeding into his defense a little bit, where he typically was very strong, at least in Texas. But and then he plays in right field, and every time he does, he's like, "Yeah, this is home to me. This is where I'm used to playing." And I don't know, didn't seem too comfortable out there, and clearly doesn't seem comfortable at the plate. And then you mentioned Andujar, 1-for-5 looks a little deceiving because he roped a few line drives in that game too. I mean, I think one was counted for an error that was ripped right off. I mean, it was hit so hard it went off the glove and into the outfield, and then he had a line out. So he had a bunch of hard hits, and I don't know. I feel for the guy. He gets called up to be the 27th man in the doubleheader, hits three hard hit balls right back, has to field a couple questions about his trade request, and then goes right back to Scranton.
Completely justified in the trade request. And I think he makes so much sense because he can play left field. Then you can put Judge back in right, or Stanton, who's ever there, and play Hicks in center. And Judge isn't getting as much wear and tear. You have a guy in left field who's serviceable. I think Andujar's looked better in left than Gallo. I'm not saying he's a better outfielder overall, But I think in left field, at least, he looks more comfortable than Gallo. And you got to stick out there. Look, having Andujar and Carpenter's bats in the lineup to me is much more exciting than what they're throwing out now in Gallo. But I don't know if there's a way that they can make that work. I also feel like there's a tendency among baseball people just not to want to cut bait for a guy they acquire, like, or that they have too much time invested in. If Gallo was his second year in the league, he'd be in the minors now, and the Yankees should just honestly just DFA him at this point. Like, what is going to happen? Like, there's we've been doing this for a year now. It's not if you're not going to sit him down and try to tweak his swing, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's not like a small sample.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think we'd be headed for a trade is what I would say. I mean, you could say the Yankees have been holding on to him for
trade
too
him for
long,
what? George Costanza?
They acquired Sonny Gray and then wound up trading him for not all that much. So they've shown, or Cashman has shown, that he's willing to part with a seemingly big time acquisition that just didn't pan out in New York. So I can see them trading Gallo and probably not get much back in return, unless they trade him to the Pirates, then they'll probably get some no name prospect and he'll turn into an all-star. So hopefully he goes to Pittsburgh.
Leave him there this weekend and leave him and Chapman. You can't trade, right? Cause he's a 10-5 guy, I think. But
him we might have to watch. Hopefully not in the playoffs. Too bad. That would be a heart attack.
I would say leave Chapman and Gallo in Pittsburgh and pick up, just find a reliever, take them. And then that's it. You got your next big reliever. But in all seriousness, I did take a lot of positives. I think today was this team doesn't have a problem sweeping teams. We've had so many podcast episodes where I have to look for the broom emoji. It's like getting lame. Like, they've had so many sweeps since we started this podcast up. It's not a problem, but hey, they're up 2-0 after a doubleheader. You got to rest some guys. I'm not frustrated with how the series ends with a 2-0 loss. Would have been nice to get the win, sure. But, I want to just say right up front, I want to give the belt to Nestor, because I thought it was huge for him after the way he had been pitching to put that up. So I would say I would give him the belt from this series. And that's what that's what I'm taking away, is Nestor looked like he got his mojo back a little bit. And it was even more impressive after giving up the home run in the first inning, because you're like, he's probably thinking, here I go again. But no, he's got that Nestor confidence. He's got the stash. He's good to go.
I think that's fair. I think you could have made the argument for Carpenter too, just because of how cool Saturday was. But no, it's silly sounding to say it in early July when they have a 13 game lead, but it did seem like a really important start for Nestor, just to kind of break that trend of getting burnt by the deep ball after such a dominant start to his season. And he showed you that he can still mow down a lineup and, have that pinpoint control, and his ERA is still in the low twos. So yeah, I think that's a solid pick to go for the belt in Nestor. And another positive, encouraging thing I saw was Gleyber Torres going 3-for-4 yesterday. Get him going. I know he had been battling he had a little wrist issue,
and then he turned his ankle in that game.
Yeah, when he got on the pickoff. So that was another good sign. Nice to see Trevino go deep. I know it was against a position player, but whatever. Maybe just seeing the ball leave the park, get him going again a little bit, because he has been struggling in the last 12 games. It was like a OPS below 500 or something really bad. But yeah, all good signs in Yankee land, and maybe some kind of we can get some kind of mind control situation in Pittsburgh and have them trade Brian Reynolds for Joey Gallo. I'd be into that.
Yeah, I don't know. You're gonna need a lot of mind control to do that.
Well, the Yankees can afford it.